Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us here, I can't believe a whole year has come and gone already, but she's back to talk about Taos Uncorked and Untapped. It's the fifth annual one. Mac McKinnon's here. How are you, Mac?
I am fabulous. Thank you.
Has it been 5 years we've been talking about this?
I know. Unbelievable.
Wow. Every year, it seems to get a little better and a little better. There's always something new, and there's always something wonderful to talk about, and that's what we're going to do today with you. Well, we'll have a series of interviews leading up to it, but today, kind of a good overview to talk about what's going to be happening right around the corner, August 3rd, right?
August 3rd, yep, noon to 6, Taos Harbor Park.
Mm-hmm. All right. and, of course, you'll have a lot of the great Michigan wineries and a few of the breweries out there for this.
Yeah, this year, 15 wineries, most we've ever had.
Wow.
Let's see, 2, 4, 5 breweries that we're going to have this year. And I think we've got 9 restaurants, so one more than usual.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
The word is getting out on this, and I think eventually you'll be going maybe outside the state of Michigan for this, for wineries, and it'll become a national and then maybe even an international event.
Gee, that'd be pretty good, wouldn't it? I've got a friend from Ireland coming. Does that make it international?
That makes it international right there. Noon till 6 on that date, but
right.
Before we get into too many details, this is a big fundraiser for the library, isn't it?
Yes, it is. The news on the library is at this point that the city council is looking at the post office,
okay,
and that they are looking at a long-term lease with the
Very
U.S.
nice.
Government. They wanted to buy it, but the U.S. government wasn't interested in selling. So we don't know any more yet, but we understand an announcement is supposed to come out of the East Taos
Terrific.
City Council sometime this month.
Yeah, this is a big one for the Friends of the East Taos Library who put this on. And I know this has been coming for a long time. You guys have been putting money away trying to get that new library either built or get into a building, or you can renovate and do something wonderful.
Well, that post office is a gorgeous building.
Yeah.
And but you're right. We've put away, I think this year we'll top $100,000 our fund alone.
Right.
That's not to mention the city money and also the tax district money.
Oh, okay. Very nice. Well, we'll look forward to big news on that. Now, let's talk a little bit about how this works. The Taos Uncorked and Untapped. People come on out. Would they buy tickets in advance? Is that how it works?
They can buy in advance for $10, and those tickets... The entry tickets are available at Taos Bay Insurance in East Taos, Neiman's Market, Family Market, the Chamber. The Brew Crew has raffle tickets, and Nordic Sports has raffle tickets.
All right. Well, let's talk about
free entry.
All right. So get you in, and then what do you get once you get inside?
Once you get in, you get a commemorative wine glass,
all right,
and 3 drink tickets.
Oh, okay.
So after 3, and this is a wine tasting, not a wine guzzling. So after you get your first sips, if you want to try more wine, you buy more tickets, which of course helps the bottom line of the fundraising. But it's the way all wine festivals run.
Very
in
nice.
Michigan, at least. If you delay buying your ticket, it's $12 at the door the next day.
Okay.
If you add on the jazz concert in the evening, the whole ticket price is $20. If you only do the jazz concert, it's $15. So really, people are getting a $5 deal to buy together if they think they'll do both.
Well, they might as well do both. While they're in town, do it all. And that was my next question. The thing you've added on this year is the big band concert that night. Let's talk about that.
Well, last year, this was kind of interesting. We got a small jazz group from Midland to come up. And Molly of Molly's Bistro was the singer for the jazz group. And they told me how much fun they had. On the following Monday, they called and they said, could we come up and do a concert? And I said, well, not during the wine festival. And they said, no, just some evening. I said, well, how about that evening? And these folks went out, wrote themselves a grant to pay their salaries.
No kidding.
We're putting up the lights and we're putting up the sound.
All right.
And St. Joseph Hospital is ponying up money for that. They're our entertainment sponsor.
Nice.
So this is going to be great. And this is a 19-piece Michigan Jazz Trail Big Band.
Nice.
This is going to be fabulous.
Wow. So you got the noon till 6, and then it's at what, 7:30 is the show?
7:30. We'll clear the tent just to rearrange it.
All right. Yeah. Wow. Like I said, this is getting bigger and bigger every year. That's a wonderful addition. Now they can get either the tickets to just the wine festival, just the concert, or both combined.
Or both together, yeah. And something else they should know, because a lot of people come to Tawas for the day or for the weekend. They've got little kids with them. Of course, they can't find a babysitter. Our wine festival is child-friendly.
Oh.
And the reason it's child-friendly is it's for the library. Mm-hmm. So we have a tent where we give out books to children, and PNC Bank also comes in, and they give away gifts to the kids. And then we, if anybody wants to make a donation, they can do so right at that tent as well.
Very nice. All right. So you've taken care of everything then.
We try.
Yeah. No doubt about that. And then you mentioned the raffle. Give us some information on that, too.
I'm excited about this raffle. The very first year we did it, we gave away a trip to Sonoma, California. And then we thought, why are we sending people to California? Our wines, our Michigan wines are winning awards in London, international wine shows there. And this year, in November, Chateau Chantel is the first Midwest winery to run a riverboat cruise down the Rhine. So our wines are getting very, very
nice,
well known.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, we decided that we really wanted to push this a little bit more. So we're really working on developing part of the festival.
Okay, so get your raffle tickets too, and you mentioned they're available in advance.
Yeah, they are. Oh, and I'm sorry, I forgot to tell you the prizes.
Yeah.
The first prize is the Homestead Resort over in Glen Arbor. 3 nights, 4 days. They stay at the La Belle, which is a little couple's romantic resort there. Massage and a wine pairing dinner with the chef. $1,700 value for the first prize. Second prize, 2 kayaks, paddles, paddle jackets. Third prize, a wagon of wine and beer if any of the guys bring bottles of beer. So that's going to be quite a deal.
Man, that is very nice. So some great prizes. Get your raffle tickets and get your tickets to Tawas Uncorked and Untapped and be a part of it.
Thanks.
Man, that's going to be a big day. Saturday, August 3rd, Harbor Park in East Tawas, noon till 6. Now, if they want more information, Mac, how do they get more information?
Couple things. They can call me. The numbers on the flyer we're putting around, but it's 989-362-9660.
Mm-hmm.
They can visit our Facebook page, Tawas Uncorked. There's info on there. Also, if they've got other questions asking the businesses in East Tawas, folks know Marty Rogers at Mr. Jack's, Nate Neiman, Ryan Ladley. All these people are involved in this festival.
Very nice.
Oh, there is one other thing.
Yeah.
We use 130 volunteers for this festival, and that's a lot of people. We need help on setup on Friday. So if anybody wants to come out and set up, that's kind of a fun time. And then we need help. There are 2 shifts we run during the day. One goes noon to 3. People have to show up about a half hour early. And the other one goes 3 to 6. People have to stay about a half hour after to help the vintners count their wine bottles so they can get reimbursed.
Okay. Wow. Very good. And then 7:30, showtime, the Michigan Jazz Trail Big Band Concert. So it's going to be a great day. Learn more about it. And I know, Mac, as we get closer to it, we'll have you back in to talk more about some of the other events that are a part of this. But we appreciate you joining us today on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thank you, Kevin. It's always a pleasure to be here. And thanks for your support of the festival. You guys do a great job for us.